From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Central Virginia community is mourning the deaths of two young journalists. WDBJ7 reporter Allison Parker and photojournalist Adam Ward were gunned down by a former colleague as they were conducting a live interview early this morning with a Chamber of Commerce official. The gunman, identified as Vester Flanagan, who went by Bryce Williams on air, shot himself and later died. Investigators say they're examining the contents of a lengthy fax that Flanagan purportedly sent to ABC News hours after the shooting. The document posted on ABC News' website is a long list of grievances in which the writer talks about suffering racial discrimination and bullying. It also references the June shootings at a historic black church in South Carolina. The church shooting, the writer states, was the tipping point. Flanagan was black. His victims were white. Today, Sheriff Bill Overton said this is an emotional ordeal.
It was extremely difficult this morning. I've actually did a remote with Ms. Parker and Adam about 3 weeks ago when our schools opened up here. We did the same type remote in Rocky Mount. It has really stopped me in my tracks this morning. Like many viewers, I was watching.
The woman who is being interviewed, Vicki Gardner, is listed in stable condition. 1 year ago today, Israel and the militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip agreed to end 50 days of fighting and to open indirect talks for a long-term ceasefire within a month. But, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, there's been little progress.
Both Israeli and Palestinian media periodically claim that Israel and Hamas are talking, but officials on both sides deny this. And Gaza remains isolated, with Israel in control of travel and trade in and out of the coastal strip of land. Today, some 30 international aid groups called for an end to these limits, and a report by the International Crisis Group think tank says if nothing changes, another war is imminent. More than 2,000 Palestinians and more than 70 Israelis were killed in last summer's war. The United Nations' main agency in Gaza says none of the more than 9,000 totally destroyed homes have yet been rebuilt. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Erica is the fifth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. It's bearing down on the eastern Caribbean, and forecasters say it is on track that could lead to South Florida. The storm strengthens slightly overnight and may reach hurricane status over Florida by Monday morning. U.S. stocks are trading slightly, or rather sharply higher, before the close, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 620 points, nearly 4% at 16,286. NASDAQ up 4%. S&P 500 also up 4%. This is NPR News. The world's largest oil field services company, Schlumberger, is buying Houston-based Cameron International for nearly $13 billion. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider has more.
Schlumberger says it expects that it will save $900 million within the first 2 years by streamlining operations. Craig Perron teaches finance at the University of Houston's Bauer College of Business.
There is overcapacity in the industry because future drilling activity is expected to be lower. And so one of the purposes of the merger is to eliminate some of that excess capacity, and unfortunately job losses are part of that.
Both companies' boards unanimously approved the acquisition, which is expected to close in the first quarter of 2016.
Andrew Schneider reporting. The Paris prosecutor says minutes before a gunman pulled out his assault rifle in a crowded train last week, he had viewed jihadist videos on his iPhone. And Pierre's Eleanor Beardsley has the latest.
Participation in association de malfaiteurs
terroristes. On Tuesday, Paris prosecutor François Molins officially charged 25-year-old Moroccan Ayoub El-Kazani with attempting to carry out terrorist acts. Molins said thankfully El-Kazani was neutralized by five courageous people before he could begin his killing spree. The Moroccan was known by intelligence services in Spain, France, Germany, and Belgium, and has been linked to Islamist radicals and thought to have traveled to Syria. Yet he was able to freely board a train in Brussels with his arsenal. Officials say intelligence authorities were ordered to watch but not arrest El-Kazani. French authorities currently have their eye on more than 1,800 suspected Islamist radicals. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR.